A Salem, Oregon-based engineering company says it is close to deploying the first submerged wave power generator on the West Coast. M3 Wave Energy Systems plans a temporary deployment late this summer in shallow water off the North Oregon coast. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has details.
The concept here relies on wave pressure passing over acrylic pillows on the seafloor. That pressure compresses air in the pillows, which is then used to spin an electric turbine. Mike Morrow is M3 Wave's CEO. He says the initial open water deployment will be a self-contained 7-foot-by-30 rectangle on the seafloor off of Camp Rylea near Astoria.
It's a smaller scale, so it's not going to make a huge amount of power. It would be enough to power a small sensor array or marker beacon.
The demonstration is planned to last 2 to 6 weeks, starting this August or September. Longer term, Morrow foresees manufacturing larger devices in Oregon. The devices would probably be exported to power off-the-grid outposts or coastal communities with high electricity costs, such as Pacific Islands or in Alaska. He says government grants and private investors are financing the commercialization of this technology. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.